A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, the love of Christ impels us who have reached the conviction that since one died for all died. He died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised up. Because of this, we no longer look on anyone in terms of mere human judgment. If at one time we so regarded Christ, we no longer know him by this standard. This means that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old order has passed away. Now all is new. All this has been done by God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I mean that God, in Christ, was reconciling the world to himself, not counting men's transgressions against them, and that he has entrusted the message of reconciliation to us. This makes us ambassadors for Christ, God, as it were, appealing through us. We implore you in Christ's name, be reconciled to God. For our sakes, God made him who did not know sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the very holiness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority to overcome all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them forth to proclaim the reign of God and heal the afflicted. Jesus advised them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking staff nor traveling bag, no bread, no money. No one is to have two coats. Stay at whatever house you enter and proceed from there. When people will not receive you, leave that town and shake its dust from your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, spreading the good news everywhere and curing diseases.
Verbum Domini.
We welcome this morning Father Divine, who is visiting from the Diocese of Portland in Maine. St. Lawrence of Brindisi, whom we celebrate today, a great Franciscan saint and doctor of the Church, was born in the year 1559, and he entered the Capuchin Franciscans as a young man. And he had a great zeal for the salvation of souls and a desire to work for their conversion. He was canonized by Pope Leo XIII, and he was proclaimed a doctor of the Church by Pope John XXIII in 1959. And he's known as the Apostolic Doctor. St. Lawrence taught theology. He wrote many works on the faith. He was a very effective preacher, a military chaplain, and filled in many positions of leadership in his order. He also had many intellectual gifts, was able to preach in French, Spanish, German, Greek, and Hebrew, yet he remained a very humble friar, which made him even more effective and fruitful. Lawrence attributed his success not so much to his own talents, but to the intercession particularly from the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom he had a special devotion to, especially under the title of Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. And he generously put to use his gifts in preaching and would also dialogue with the Jews in Hebrew concerning the Old Testament. And his thorough knowledge of the Hebrew language drew the attention of the rabbis, and his peaceful manner led many Jews to baptism. Again, he had a very thorough knowledge of Hebrew and sacred scripture. He led many to the fullness of the truth. He also had a great love for sacred scripture and would say that the word of God purges the soul from its vices and sins. It is clean water that washes away uncleanness. By the word of God, many sinners were turned back to God and brought forth fitting fruits of repentance. The word of God is a sword to fight against the devil, the sword that Christ himself used when tempted by Satan in the desert. The word of God enlightens the mind and inflames it with the fire of holy desires. The word of God adorns the soul with all the virtues and enriches it with heavenly gifts. It is the food for the soul. God's word also makes the soul fruitful with good works. His word is a heavenly water that slakes every thirst. I also find encouraging the focus that St. Lawrence had on the crucified, for the strength that he needed in confronting the trials and difficulties that he faced. And early on in the religious life, he was being told about how difficult and how strict the Capuchin life would be. Lawrence replied to his superior, "Father, there will be nothing difficult here, provided we have a crucifix." Right, looking at Christ on the cross, he knew his strength came from Christ himself, and meditating on the passion of the Lord greatly inspired and strengthened him. He was also well aware that God tests those who love him. He would later write, "When we begin to serve the Lord, he has mercy on our weakness. He strengthens us with the milk of interior consolations. Then, when we have attained a certain degree of virtue, he feeds us with the bread of the strong, that is, with bouts of dryness, aridity, tribulations of all kinds, to make us valiant in the struggles of faith. That's something to keep in mind. When we do undergo aridity, dryness in the spiritual life, the Lord is permitting us to strengthen our faith, right? It's a good thing. It's purifying us, purifying our desires, right? That we begin to love God more rather than the consolations that he gives us. So we don't want to certainly abandon prayer in times of dryness, but to persevere in it and to make especially good use of spiritual reading, right? Sacred scripture, and there's many good books on the faith, especially during times of dryness. Now, one of the favorite expressions of St. Lawrence was simplicity, right? He was very brilliant, but he had a great love and desire for simplicity of life. Of course, he was greatly inspired by St. Francis, his spiritual father, right? Who just simply wanted to imitate the Lord. If the Lord did it, he wanted to do it, right? Just to simply live the holy gospel. So he knew the need for simplicity of life, and he tried to live it, keeping before him the goal of heaven. And on his 60th birthday, July 22nd, in the year 1619, he went peacefully home to the Lord. Eyewitnesses said there was a very calm and peaceful atmosphere on his deathbed. He simply had his face and his eyes raised toward heaven. And I know I've read this account, and I've heard this account of others before. Shortly before his death, his left knee raised several times like he wanted to get out. Right? Like he saw, in a sense, he saw the Lord. He wanted to go to him. So we ask his intercession for us today. And in our second reading, which again, this is the Franciscan lectionary, so geared specifically toward, directed toward the life of this saint, we heard from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and were reminded by St. Paul that Christ died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised up. That's a challenge for us, right? Not to live for ourselves. We're called to live for the Lord, for his sake. It is very easy for us to slip into living for me. But we're called to live for Christ. If we do live for ourselves, if we do live as if this earth is our eternal destiny, our eternal home, we are going to be very dissatisfied. We will never be satisfied. St. John Chrysostom would say, we ought to live for Christ, not just because we belong to him, not just because he died for us, and not just because he rose again on our behalf. We ought to live for him because we have been made into something different. We now have a new life, right? Baptism changed us. It wasn't just an empty ceremony or ritual. Baptism changes us. It marks us for eternity. It gives us supernatural life. It makes us new creatures by communicating God's own divine life, his grace to our souls. It makes us temples of the divine indwelling of God. This is why St. Paul could say, as we just heard in today's reading, that the love of Christ impels us. Right? The love of Christ impelled St. Lawrence with great zeal to spread the gospel and the Catholic faith. Again, his goal, simplicity of life. We want to get right to the goal, which is heaven, eternal life with God in heaven. The love of Christ impelled him and all the saints to live no longer for themselves, but for the sake of Christ. And we ask for the prayers and intercession of St. Lawrence today, that we may be renewed in the love of Christ, seeking not to live for ourselves, but for the glory of God, for the sake of Christ, and that we might share in St. Lawrence's great love for sacred scripture and be immersed in it daily, striving to be generous as St. Lawrence was, and putting to use the gifts that the Lord gives to each of us.